Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Lepsio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive towards third. Phillips catches it and throws to second to double up Yost. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline who is chasing the ball. Kluszewski reaches third base with a triple. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lepsio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Donovan now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Harris now playing first base. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kluszewski strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Billy Goodman now playing second base. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a line drive into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 0 in the game. Mossy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lepsio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Lepsio steals second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Neil Chrisley now playing left field. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 1 in the game. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McEnany for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donovan for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a fly ball into left field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing third base. Bubba Phillips now playing center field. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-1 in the game. Chrisley strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mossy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hicks now playing left field. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-2 in the game. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-2 in the game. Chrisley takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Romano scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-3 in the game. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Don Mossy. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling bunts towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. Maxwell moves to third. Yost moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Keene reaches second base with a double. Maxwell scores. Yost scores. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline is walked intentionally. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Torgerson. Keene moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash now playing first base. Lou Berberet pinch hits for Red Wilson. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to home to get Keene. Kaline scores. Harris moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.